first thing, I just wanted to get a bit of background on Sean in terms of his time in Clonmel. He's been there since he was young, I'd imagine, has he?
Oh, yeah. Sean grew up in Clonmel himself. His sister, who's also Laura, is also, she's out, she was on scholarship herself, athletics in Florida, and she's still out there working. And brother Anthony, and they had to grow up in Clonmel, and they're all doing well. They've all been involved. Anthony's a walker.
Yeah.
Now he's out injured now, but yeah, they're all in Clonmel AC from their younger days all the way up, and they've done well. They're a credit and fairness to the family.
Yeah, and I suppose, was Sean kind of always kind of a standout, let's say, coming through the ranks, I suppose, underage? Was it someone people in the club always kind of had their eye on?
Yeah, I'd say, I remember about, I'd say when he was about 14 or so, I think Anthony Moynihan was coaching him, and I think it began to become clear that this guy has got something else, and he had a determination and a drive that, and just to push himself, and you know, I just remember when he was under 15 or 16 running Munsters, and it's the first time I really saw that this guy is serious. And we went down on the bus with the club, and they won a club title as well. So he was a real team player. He dragged them along with him as well. He drove everyone else. And you could see it in him that this guy's going to be good, you know.
Yeah, and is it that kind of determination that kind of, I suppose, pushed him on to the next level in the last couple of years?
Yeah. Listen, I mean, I always remember Anthony Minham was coaching him, and he said, I remember him saying to me one day that, you know, he just, there was no end to how much he pushed himself, and sometimes he almost pushed himself too much. You'd have to tell him to take it, you know, to pull back a little bit, you know. And he said an interesting thing to me, Sean, years ago, he was about 15, he said that he wanted to, I said, what do you want to do with yourself? And he says, I want to get a scholarship. I want to go to get a scholarship and become a top athlete. I was at 15, and he was very determined to do it. And you know, it was amazing when I heard that. And I said, oh, this guy is really, you know, he knows what he wants, you know.
Yeah, and he did that then as well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he went to Ole Miss in America. Not one of the probably more established athletics colleges. He had choice of all of them, but he went for that. And he went over there, and he really said he settled in. He liked that it was a smaller athletics community. And he did well. He did extremely well over there. Found it hard, I think, at the end of it. His last year was tough. He was actually talking about it on a couple of podcasts and things I heard lately. And he said it to me that he found the last bit very tough, and he didn't know what he was going to do when he came home. So I suppose it just shows that a lot of scholarships can be tough going. You know, it's not as easy, as glamorous as people think. You know.
Yeah, he's kind of had like a up and down, I suppose, at that time, the ups of kind of getting the scholarship and then kind of downs of coming home, but he's kind of back on the rise again. And I was actually talking to him myself a couple of weeks ago, and he kind of felt himself that this year was going to be his kind of breakthrough year.
Yeah, you get that impression that really listened to him. I spoke to him last week just before he went away, and he was in Dublin, and he was back training with the track club. And he said that he just felt that there was a lot more in him, that he was, everything was going right. He felt really good about himself. The run in to qualify in Metz, he ran 7:48. And he said he felt it was more in him. And so, like, he puts him, I think he's, for the weekend, he's sort of like, now I know he's a bit, probably a bit the 12th fastest, which means he has a bit of work to do, but he feels there's more in him, I think. And he's going well this year. I mean, he's, you know, Paul, you probably saw that there's a few races where he was acted as a pacer for some of the top athletes, including Ingebrigtsen. I mean, some of those runs they were even saying were phenomenal, the way he was able to keep the pace, and I think that gave him a lot of confidence. But he needs to do it for himself, as he said, you know, and I think, and hopefully he will this weekend, hopefully.
Yeah, and I suppose like the work that goes in to get to that level, I would imagine is unbelievable.
I mean, like they're like he's a full time athlete. It's professional to the last. He's like training twice a day, probably most days. You know, it's really total full on professional. Even though it's a hard slog, like you know, athletics isn't probably as glamorous as other sports, and it's hard, and you need a backing. And I think he's, you know, for his own sake, the backing that he's got from the track club has probably been really the makings of him in the last year or so, you know, because you can't do it on your own. You just wouldn't be able. You need something behind you, you know.
Yeah, and like, because I suppose he's been all around the world really for the last couple of years, would he spend much time in Clonmel at the athletics club?
Well, before we said this present lockdown, the last time when there was a little bit more leeway to train, he came back to Clonmel for, he was on the off, time off, we'll say, and he wasn't training as hard, and he came up to the club and he did a good bit of training with some of the athletes, some of the better ones, showing him a few things, and he was around quite a bit, around Clonmel a lot at that stage, and then he went back to Dublin to start back into the serious training again. So yeah, he's around a lot, and he likes coming down. He likes, you know, sort of giving the, you know, getting involved, and I can see him. You know, I've talking to him about the future, doing a coaching badge and stuff like that, and would he be interested? He said he is. He's mad interested. He'd like to give something back. He's that type of lad, you know. He loves the sport he's in, and you know, I could really see him getting involved later on, you know, in sort of helping out coaching, and which is great. And if he comes down to Clonmel at any stage, we're more than happy for him to go up and sort of give us advice as well, you know.
Yeah, he would have great experience. And I suppose the men's 3,000 meter on Saturday, it must be kind of a great for the club, let's say, to have someone at that level competing at such a high level.
Well, we sort of have to pinch ourselves a small bit in the club lately, because, you know, what we've been doing lately is sort of trying to get links for all the different races. He's been running all over Europe, and it's amazing, and every time, and it's great pride when you see them wearing the Clonmel colours in places like Metz, Barcelona, all over. It's incredible. It's you know, and he's so, to be honest with you, he's so modest about it in a way. He tells it as it is. He doesn't blow himself up. And I think that's even, you know, that makes it even better, you know. But for us, it's amazing. It's for, as a club, like it's sort of great for all the other kids to see, and those coming up. Look, we've got a guy who's top athlete in the country, and if not in Europe now, hopefully.
Yeah, and he's been, 5K is kind of his goal, he was telling me, for the Olympics, but he's in the 3,000 kilometre, obviously, or 3,000 metre in the indoors, and he's competed in a couple of 10Ks last year. Do you have an opinion on his best kind of distance?
Oh, God. Do I have an opinion on his best? I've seen him run everything from 800 up to, I think, he didn't get to run, I think, a half marathon, which was initially what he was looking at doing. I think he might have run one. So he's, to be honest with you, he can run at every distance. I think where he's at the moment is where I would have seen him at. That that 3-5,
yeah,
and up to 10 even. He's got a lot of pace, but an incredible endurance. You know, like there was talks of him doing marathon and all that, and I thought, I don't know. There was a sort of a change, and I think he's the way he's running at the moment. Probably, I wouldn't personally. I think it's that distance below that is like 1500 and all that is probably too fast. But at the same time, he's able to do that. He's a sub 4 minute miler. He's like, you know, but he's, yeah, definitely. I think that 5K to 10 is, you know, I think he can do any of them at that distance.
Yeah. So
but I think he's right going for 5. I think it's, I would have thought that myself. I thought, you know, see how he goes at that.
Yeah. That's kind of what he was kind of focusing on, yeah, for the Olympics, yeah, which would be, yeah, just a crazy achievement for him and both for the club. So if that could happen, that would be mental altogether.
Yeah. Well, that's like, I mean, that's been on the horizon for a while, and every, you know, people in clubs say, I wonder what, you know, God, wouldn't it be great if he went to the Olympics and what would distance, whatever. And, you know, that's, I think even more so, I think for a while, you know, there was nothing happening and people didn't know what was going to happen. And I think now, you know, there seems more, he's clearer in what he wants to do as well. And they're working towards it with himself and Phelan Kelly and up in the track club. And I think he's beginning to settle on a certain goal, and that's they're going for it, you know.
Yeah. And for this Saturday, yeah, then, what are you kind of expecting from him?
Well, my hope is that he gets to the final, and that's the thing. And I, after that, it'd be great. He himself, I spoke to him last week, and I said, he said to me, I'm feeling good. He said, the hope is to get to the final. And he said, after that, it's a championship race, and all bets are off. You know, anything can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought the way he said it was actually quite, he was, you know, there was a little bit of confidence in it. Now, I hope, you know, there's two things. One is that there's a 2-day turnaround. You have to run a semi on a Saturday morning and then hopefully get to a final on a Sunday evening, which is quite not easy. So, but it'll be difficult enough. I mean, there's good top athletes. But
yeah. Oh, geez, not easy at that level.
No, but his time suggests that he's in there with a right chance, you know.